When your entire life is online, you need more than just speed from your internet. Xfinity gives you reliable in-home Wi-Fi coverage, plus protection from Wi-Fi network threats. Check out our amazing offers on Xfinity Internet. You'll get fast speed and Wi-Fi coverage you can count on. Plus, get advanced security free with the XFi Gateway, so you can keep the connected devices in your home protected from network threats. Just log in and activate through the Xfinity app. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. I'm Josh Nelson. Boy, was last night's game an adventure. It started with the White Sox having to swap spots in their starting rotation as Carlos Rodon was a late scratch due to illness and Dallas Keuchel stepped in. The hope is Rodon feels better to make the start for either Wednesday or Thursday's game for the White Sox against Cleveland. Keuchel gave up a two-run homer to longtime White Sox nemesis Eddie Rosario in the second inning, but was able to keep Cleveland mostly at bay until the sixth inning. After walking Yu Chang, Jordan Luplow singled, and then Keuchel was in trouble with Evan Marshall warming up in the bullpen. Manager Tony La Russa gambled, hoping that Keuchel could get Cesar Hernandez out, maybe get Hernandez to ground into a double play. But instead, Keuchel walked Hernandez, and now the bases were loaded with nobody out for Jose Ramirez. In came Evan Marshall, and he struck out Ramirez, a big moment for the Chicago White Sox bullpen. But Framil Reyes did manage to hit a fly ball deep enough to center field that drove in a run, and those were the only three runs Cleveland scored on the night. Meanwhile, the White Sox offense continues to get paced by Adam Eaton. In the third inning, with runners on first and second base, Eaton once again hit another home run, his third of the season, and now he leads the White Sox with 10 RBIs. When Marshall allowed the sac fly, it was a tied ball game at three apiece when it was the White Sox' turn to hit in the sixth inning. Facing Cleveland reliever Cal Quantrill, Luis Robert doubled down the left field line. Jose Abreu walked, which set the stage for Yoan Moncada. On a 1-2 pitch, Moncada hit a liner through the infield, but it was hit so hard it forced Robert to hesitate and move back to second base before eventually advancing to third base, but the White Sox had the bases loaded with nobody out. Prime opportunity for the White Sox to take the lead. Surely they would cash in, right? Wrong. Yermán Mercedes struck out, and Yasmani Grandal grounded into a double play. A gut punch turn of events, and it seemed more of the same that White Sox have seen in the first nine games of 2021. We'll get back to Mercedes and Grandal in a moment. Despite allowing the sac fly that tied the game, Marshall had a good night, getting four batters out, which is 1 1/3 innings pitched, not allowing a hit or walk while striking out two. Aaron Bummer replaced Marshall, and he only managed to get one out while allowing a walk and hit, so he's still kind of shaky. La Russa brought in Cody Hoyer, and man, did Hoyer pitch his butt off. Covering 2 1/3 innings, so seven outs, Hoyer only allowed one hit while striking out four batters. Again, even though Bummer was a bit shaky, the combination of Marshall and Hoyer's performance is the type of bullpen performance we were expecting to see when the season started. Now for the ending, and it's only fitting, again, to come back to Yermán Mercedes and Yasmani Grandal. After they failed to capitalize on a great opportunity in the sixth inning, Mercedes started it off with an infield single, and then he was pitch ran by Nick Madrigal. Grandal would follow with a walk, so runners on first and second, and now it was up to Nick Williams. Maybe Williams should have been pinched hit for, but La Russa stuck with him. Williams hit a grounder to first base Yu Chang. That should have been a double play, but in the attempt to turn the double play, Chang's throw hit Grandal in the back of the head. The ball flew off his helmet to nobody in the infield, and Madrigal scooted all the way to home for the walk-off win. Exactly how La Russa drew it up. All kidding aside, For a team that's had frustrating losses in its first nine games, it was good to have a wacky play go in favor for the White Sox. They are now 5-5 on the season, while Cleveland drops to 5-4. Tonight at 7:10 p.m. Central Time, it's the marquee matchup that most of the baseball world will be tuning in. It's Shane Bieber against Lucas Giolito. These two squared off twice last year, with Cleveland winning both games by one run. Giolito did make three starts against Cleveland in 2020, winning the other start that wasn't against Shane Bieber. And Giolito pitched 19 innings against the Tribe, allowing 12 hits, 4 earned runs, walking 10, but racking up 26 strikeouts in his three starts. Bieber, in his two starts against the White Sox in 2020, pitched 11 innings, allowing 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned, 5 walks, and striking out 18. To start 2021, Bieber has back-to-back 12 strikeout games against Detroit and Kansas City, but he has allowed 5 earned runs on 8 hits in 12 and a third innings pitched. He's made mistakes, not many, but hopefully the White Sox find a way to generate some run support for Giolito and capitalize on the mistakes that Bieber does make in this start. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Central Time, and you can watch the game on NBC Sports Chicago or listen on the radio on ESPN 1000 AM or the ESPN app. Around Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins and Boston Red Sox game was postponed as the police shooting death of Dante Wright has caused massive protesting through the night, and there is a curfew set for the city of Minneapolis. At the time of this recording, it's unknown if the Twins and Red Sox will play tonight or when the postponed game will be made up. Scores around the league, Casey Mize was outstanding for Detroit as he pitched 7 scoreless innings as the Tigers won 6-2 against the Houston Astros. The Washington Nationals try to climb out of their early hole after losing 5 of their first 6 games. They beat St. Louis last night 5-2. The Chicago Cubs offense is in worse shape than the White Sox offense. The Cubs are 4-0 when they score more than 3 runs in a game, and they are 0-6 when they don't, as the Milwaukee Brewers picked up another win against the Cubs, this time beating them 6-3. The Miami Marlins won in 10 innings against the Atlanta Braves 5-3. Tyler Glasnow struck out 14 while only allowing 2 hits and a walk over 7 2/3 innings as the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Texas Rangers 1-0. Gerrit Cole had a good night too, helping the Yankees edge the Blue Jays 3-1. San Diego is 8-3 to start 2021 as they try to keep pace with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Friars beat the Pirates 6-2. And back to the American League Central. The Los Angeles Angels beat up on the Kansas City Royals last night by a final score of 10-3. And now everyone in the Central is within 1.5 games of each other. It won't end that way, but it's a fun way to start 2021. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support us, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcasts, and ad-free website, and first crack at our new swag items. Have a great Tuesday, everyone, and hopefully we get to talk about another White Sox winner. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Josh Nelson. Thanks for listening.
When you rely on the internet for everything, you need speed that can handle anything. Xfinity delivers Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig speed and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed.